Wake up call on WTLS. Damon Washington joining us in the studio, former Tennessee Tiger, former Auburn Tiger, former Canadian Football League star. You are now doing your own thing. You're about to come back, give back to your own community with some speed and agility drills. It's good to see you again. How you been?
Yes, sir. I've been doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Oh, we're fine. You're going to be doing it up here at Trey's place here at the Taylor Bonded Warehouse, Tennessee Bonded Warehouse, Taylor Gin. What do you call it? You still call it the Sports Gin?
No. I mean, that's his own business over there. So DeMond's going to have to come up with him a name, I reckon, to put up on the front of it.
What do you got? You got an idea?
Right now, I do not. But I came up with a couple of things, but a name right now, I have not.
Well, you know, I look back. I was finding some old tapes, and, you know, when you played at Tallahassee, and you were on the air with us. Been about 9 years, but you were giving us Key to the City of Tennessee. Do you remember that?
Yes,
sir,
I do.
It's been a little while, but I'm sure that was a pretty big deal for you to get to go back and come back here and get honored. This is right after you had played with Auburn and won the national championship over there, so kind of a big deal.
Yes, sir.
You still got it?
Oh, yes, sir. I keep all my various trophies and everything. Yes, sir, I do.
So, look, I want to go back, and before we get into what you're doing now, but go back over the time as you were a high school player at Tallahassee. You started playing when you were a youngster. Yes, I mean, you were a ninth grader on the team. I remember when Tallahassee, with Phil Lindsay, came in. He had nothing but winning seasons, and Georgia comes to Tallahassee. We couldn't win a football game. What was that like back then? I mean, I know it had to be tough.
At the time, a lot of guys, we were just out there. We loved the game of football, whether we was winning or losing. We just loved to be out there and playing the game of football. I mean, it was tough for the city because we was losing. And I know when I first came in, I was playing football for Tallahassee. In 1999 and 2000, those guys left a mark on me to where I know it was hard-nosed football. So during that time, we was losing. It was hard, but at the same time, we loved the game of football, so we enjoyed playing it.
Unfortunately, again, you were just a freshman when you were kind of getting broken in there. And in your younger years as a football player at the varsity level, we built a 20-game losing streak, the worst in the history of Tennessee sports. And, you know, it still stands today. And I'm not trying to say anything about what you – but we were building a foundation. I think everybody said, well, look at these guys like you and Melvin Lightfoot together and said, this is going to be a good team as we kind of see them grow. And I guess you got to see it before your own eyes because you were part of it.
Oh, yes, sir. Back in – what it was, 2004 or 5?
Yep.
Yes, sir. The team we had, we had a great team, just couldn't put it together. But we had a lot of guys, James Henderson, Melvin Lightfoot, Dan Benson, CJ. We had a lot of great guys that was on that team. We just couldn't put it together.
So, but it did come together finally, and you guys, you know, made the playoffs. You kind of built something. And, of course, we ended up moving up in classification after you were here. But you got a chance to go play college football. You went the junior college route first. Yes, it's community college in Mississippi. And then you get an opportunity to go to Auburn. So talk about making your way through that, going from, football out of state, leaving, and then getting back to Auburn and winning a national championship.
Me, for myself, it was, at the time, I thought it was easy. But as I went on in my career, I understand that things got a little harder because I wasn't working. I wasn't putting that work at the end. I was blessed with a talent. God gave me this ability to go out and play football, but I didn't maximize my potential by going out and training and doing the best I can do. So I actually made it hard for myself. As I would say, I made it very hard for myself instead of being in the classroom, getting my grades in and going to training so I can go out and go straight to a D1 facility. That way I can get the necessary training that I need to be a better player. So I made it hard for myself, I would say, but the transition and going through and played out, it made me who I am today. So I wouldn't trade it for a world, but I made it hard for myself.
You know, we all trade it in the wisdom we learned over years. Like, you know, we know now what we wish we had known then. Yeah. And I'm sure kids, you know, that were your age, back when you played now are saying, I've heard that before. But what is it that gets you, we can instill that in somebody? And I know that's what you're trying to do in giving back here, to get them to understand that you only get that one shot. right?
Definitely. Best, I want to come back and give it to them because I know I did not have that. And knowing I learned that over the years of playing and I gained that knowledge. And me, for myself, I feel like God put me in that position to not only go out and play football for myself, but to learn and get knowledge so I can come back and give it to the guys that I love and the community that I came up from.
You were All-State Sports Writers first pick, you know, when you played. That was no doubt in your senior season. We've been talking about this. We're coming up with 100th season of Tallahassee football, and you've probably seen the post that Trey put out there, and you had chimed in some, I think, and maybe Derek and some others that have obviously been mentioned. Any names that come up for you that belong on that list of some of the all-time greats?
Oh, man, you're going to do me
like put you on the spot.
For myself, I wasn't here to see a lot of the older guys play, but for myself, when I first came in, Derrick Ansley, like you said, Justin Williams. I talked to Mr. Trey a lot by himself. Me and Trey talk. I like the way he played. He was a hard nose.
No, you don't have to say that. Come on.
I talked to him the way he was playing and the way his style of play. I loved it, man.
Yeah.
Like, hard nose.
I appreciate the nomination, DeMond, and I'll take that and run with it, buddy.
Definitely. But, it's a lot of guys that I wasn't able to see play, but I heard a lot about going like Jonathan Rivers, a lot of guys, Bernard Hutchinson. I heard a lot of great stories by a lot of great guys, but unfortunately, I wasn't here to see them play. I came in the area of 99 and 2000. That's when I moved to Tallahassee, Derrick Ansley. Was it Eric Cagle, the Peters brothers, a lot of guys I was able to see play. Sharon Daniels, a lot of guys. It was way before my time, but I don't think they was mentioned or really seen.
Yeah, it's tough to come up with a list we talk about because you know the guys you played with, and you can go on that. You can't really go on the generation before you or the one that they even really came after unless you watch them, but... Mm-hmm. You got to play at Auburn when you won the title with Cam Newton. Definitely. I mean, there's one of the all-time greats there in college, right? What was that like?
It was a great experience. It was crazy because when Cam first came in, no one knew who Cam Newton really was when he first came in. Of course, when he was at Florida, guys. But when he came to Auburn, he was just another guy until like the third or fourth game of the season, and no one can touch him or even come close to him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was a great experience within itself, just – being able to go to college and witness a championship and be in that team, that was a great experience.
And then you get drafted in the NFL. End up going to the Canadian League. Talk about that right after college.
Unfortunately, I wasn't drafted. I went to Kansas City out of the, college. We had the I was on the year of the lockout to where we wasn't supposed to have a football that year. So unfortunately, when I went in, we was so backed up to it. We really didn't get a shot. A lot of guys that was free agent, we didn't get a shot.
Kind of like what we're looking at now, potentially,
Somewhat like now. And so when we went in, we were so backed up to where only the guys that was already on the team or the guys that was drafted high only got a chance at practice. So unfortunately, I made it all the way through, like, the last day of training camp. Didn't make the team because at the time, I was just trying to go in there and play defense. And a lot of coaches wanted me to play special teams and stuff like that, but my mind wasn't in it. My mind was just, I'm good enough to play this, I'm good enough to play that. Wasn't really working, and I left Kansas City, and I was sitting back at home, and I called up I started looking out a lot of workouts because my agent at the time was locked up in prison, so I couldn't.
Wow.
It was a long story, so I couldn't just really get back out in the NFL, so I started looking at workouts in the CFL because I knew my career wasn't over. I knew I still had a lot left in me. So I did workouts for the CFL. I actually had one in Toronto, workout for Toronto in Florida. I went down, and the coach was like, you didn't run a fast time? I was like, I didn't run a fast time. I know. If I can't have nothing else, I have speed. So I ended up looking at another team in Winnipeg and did a workout in Atlanta, which before that time, I actually started going to work out, doing footwork drills and doing things to where I went and did my second workout for Winnipeg in Atlanta. And before the workout was even over, the coach stopped me and was like, hey, look, you did a great job. We want to offer you a chance to come up and play a contract to come and play for the team. You don't have to do no more workouts. I mean, I just felt like that was dedication to the work that I was putting in before I went and did the workout with him. You know, because before that, a lot of coaches are like, oh, you didn't run a good time, or you wasn't tall enough, you ain't big enough, to where when I actually put in that work like 2-3 weeks before I went in to Winnipeg, they actually stopped me in the middle of the workout and was like, hey, you did a great job. We want to offer you a contract to come in and play. And from there on, I just took off. I ended up going in CFL. I did a great job between my two or three years. I had a chance to go back to the NFL, but I actually declined and stayed in the NFL because I was doing so good and everything was coming to, coming together for me then. So I actually stayed in the CFL.
You know, you're rare ground for Tennessee guys. We just don't have guys that have made it to that next level, regardless if it's NFL, CFL, whatever. I mean, it's just, I guess he's on the list. Didn't we just look it up? The Wikipedia notable people list for Tennessee, he's on the list. Yeah. Did you realize you're on Wikipedia? Big time. Yes, see? Right up there was some Indian, Athalamaya or something like that. I think one of your relatives. Wasn't Osceola. It was another. Oh, he's you know, he's right up there at the top of the list, one of Trey's relatives.
Yeah, well, I on there, too?
No, you didn't make the list. But how many years did you put in the Canadian League?
I played 7 or 8 years in the CFL.
Yeah, what's it like? I mean, obviously these guys are really good too, right?
Oh, definitely. When I first went to the CFL, I was more on the, these guys don't know what they're in store for. But once I got up there and a lot of names that was coming up and a lot of names that I knew from being in college, either was a Heisman player or someone that was very popular in the college community, was there or was not even playing, but just on the bench. I was like, you know, this is a great game. It's kind of different, but once you learn the rules and, like, it's a fun sport. It's very fun.
We had Bear Woods on the air with us. He lives in the Tennessee area here. Did you ever kind of work with Bear much there?
Worked with him, no. me and him came across. We talked a few times. I definitely know who he is. He's a great player. I mean, I love to see him play. We have come in contact, but we definitely haven't played on the same team together.
Did you win any championships?
Unfortunately, I didn't even make the playoffs. Didn't even make the playoffs.
You do have the ring from Auburn, though. Do you wear it around much or no?
I do not. I actually have everything stored. Once my sister had a fire here in Towson once, and all my stuff was here in Towson, and I lost everything. So to get it back, I had to go pay for it and all that. So now I just keep it in store.
Good idea. Yeah. Well, Charles Blaylock wants to chime in. You know, CC. Charles, good morning, sir.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Mr. Blaylock.
How you doing, Mr. Blaylock?
Good morning. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, I've been keeping up with you. You know, I was just thinking about the days back during the days when we were trying to get over in Canada. I had a personal, a personal interference with your coach there in Canada.
Uh-huh.
And we talked and we talked and we talked, and he, matter of fact, he gave me an offer. You know, if you stick with DeMond, we'll make you his agent. I said, well, I don't have any license. I don't have any experience. He said, no. He said, all you need is some conversation. So I got to know him real well, and we got on our first name basis. You remember DeMond when his son got sick and went to Atlanta? You know, he was in Atlanta for a while, and we was able to get in touch there. But they thought a whole lot of you when you was there. But what your coach thought was going to happen is that he was going to get you, and he was going to groom you real well, and you was going to leave him and go to, Kansas City or somewhere. He was thinking that you would eventually leave. And I told him, I said, let me tell you something. I said, if this young man give you his word, he's going to stick with you, because those others had their opportunity, and you really gave him the chance, and I think he's going to stick with you, and that's what's happened. You was there for about 5 or 6 years,
yes,
weren't
sir.
You?
In Winnipeg, yes, sir, I was.
Oh, yeah. And, oh, yeah, the picture that came out in the Tallahassee Tribune when we gave you the key to the city, well, you got two keys that day. I presented you with a key from the people in Jerryville, and when they took the picture, they was asking me, say, well, was the boy trying to kiss you, or you were trying to kiss the boy? You remember that picture? But we were very, very happy. You made a lot of folks happy. Now, this I'll say, before that championship game, there was a very few people who knew about Tallahassee. But when you intercepted that pass in that championship game, the next day, 200 million people knew about Tallahassee. So you really put us on the name, all, on the map all over the world, although we were pretty well known, you know. Yes, but you really made it and solidified that there was millions and millions of people knew about the city of Tallahassee, Alabama. And we was so happy for you, and I got a chance to see you play with one of the more athletic football players ever came through Auburn. That was the Heisman Trophy winner that year. You guys went on and won championship game. But you made a name for yourself, and we're still proud of you. We really are. And we also like the character that you took along with your little bit of fame, too. We also appreciate that. Okay, guys, y'all are having a good show, and I'm going to hang up and listen to the rest of it. Y'all have a blessed day.
You too, Charles. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. How many years in the Canadian League, the CFL, did you put in?
I think it was – I played seven.
Yeah.
I was up there for eight. I had tore my ACL for
you. Did you – you had an opportunity to maybe come back, but you decided to hang up the cleats, I guess? So.
Oh, yeah. I had an opportunity to go back and play, but unfortunately I had – two knee surgeries, a couple of shoulders, concussion. So at the time, I was like, right now, I'd rather walk away from the game and have my sanity instead of keep playing.
I understand that. How old are you now?
I'm 32 right now.
32, yeah. Yes, yeah. That's a pretty good life for a football player when you really get down to it, isn't it? I mean, it not many people get to play after they even get out of high school. So, you know, I think about it. You're a guy that came up here and played in Tallahassee, and when you get outside of this bubble, you get to see a lot. I mean, you being a college player, you got to travel around with the team, but then you go across the border. And what's it like? I mean, just seeing that from a different angle and what you're used to.
It's different. I mean, and that's a good thing. It's different. You get to see different people see different things. And by that being said, you can come up with different ideas, things you want to do. You can come in contact with different people. I just know it's more to this world than just tasks. You know, you get outside of this world, it's a lot. I mean, that's either good or bad. You can go into some things that's bad, and you can learn from it. Also good, you can learn good things from different people. So with that being said, just getting outside of tasks is a big accomplishment.
So you're back. You're going to come back to Tallahassee. And, you know, now for this speed and agility, Scott Lebeter just sent a message. He wants to see you race DeMond Trey, if you will, during this. Do you think that's a possibility?
I don't want to embarrass DeMond. I mean, I'm 53. I probably got more speed in DeMond than he probably ever saw as offensive lineman. I probably should have played safety.
So you got this thing planned over at the gym. So talk about what you got in store and what the kids can get out of this.
Right now, it's more like you said, speed and agility. It's more helping the kids to basically get in tune with their body. They footwork, speed, acceleration, lateral movement, all these things athlete would need no matter what sport they're playing. You know, I specialize in football. Football is something I played. But just being a better athlete, knowing every sport you have to have low center of gravity, moving, that's something I'm trying to get back to where, okay, these coaches don't have enough time to really prepare their athletes, and that's why I feel like I come in there to where I can help athletes be a better athlete instead of, like, another statistic in a stack or whatever sport they're playing. So with that being said, I'm not going in teaching X's and O's. I'm helping with footwork, body control, things that every athlete in any sport would need.
How soon are you going to get started with it?
I'm trying to help right now. Mr. Trey's trying to help me help get it off the ground, so help clean it up and get a few things in. I was a lot of guys and a lot of people, once they heard that I was doing this call and trying to help me out with different things and different knowledge of this, because I don't know nothing about owning a business. I know this is something I want to do with helping, giving the kids something, giving back to the kids. And Mr. Trey and Derek Ansley, Keith Tuck, a lot of guys and a lot of people call me and giving me more direction of where I should go and what I need to do to help me with this process, so I won't be out of luck at the end of the day. So right now I'm just trying to help the kids so that next sporting event that they're up in, they're at their best, they're at their full potential.
And this summer we're trying to get things going back so we can play back this fall when the school year comes around again. So Trey, is it easier to just contact you if you want to get signed up, call it, or DeMond, what do you recommend?
I mean, you can call me or you can talk to Mr. Trey Taylor himself. Right now, I'm trying to push for at least another week or so, because I know that the way I have things planned and my vision is more like I want to get everything right now, and I understand that that's not happening. That's not possible. So right now, we're trying to get it started, at least get a little things in there and get the ball rolling.
And more details to come on that. So
we're just sitting down. We got a little cleaning up. You know, there was people in there before that, and I've cleaned it up some. But DeMond's going to get in there and go to work on that. And, he's going to be working, not only agility, your strength and stuff like that. He's talking about getting in some weights. And, and he's got a great idea because DeMond said when he first started playing this sport, and talking to me the other day that, he had the athletic ability, but he needed the conditioning to the footwork and everything. Being the great athlete that he was, he said he had to learn the process, and that's what DeMond's going to try to teach back to these kids.
Good thing. Yeah, well, we'll keep that out there and let people know how to get in touch with us. I know they're going to have some people lining up for this as you get going with it. Appreciate your time today. It's good to see you back here again.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, DeMond. Good to see you. DeMond Washington going to be putting those speed and agility drills in place for you so we can see these athletes here around town. I'll see you getting involved real soon. More coming up as we continue on the Wake Up Call.